Best practices and key principles relating to storying and storytelling. This is the premise. The people we aim to serve are by nature action learners, oral preference communicators, in other words. This means that they learn by the same principles as little children learn. Adults are also action learners, even when literate ways become a significant part of their preferred ways. They do well with literate communication styles, but they still rely often and do best with the natural God-given action learning principles. Some key action learning principles are people learning by life experience, learning by observation, learning by testing, testing qualities and characteristics, learning by validating things. That is often based on experience. Learning by doing things, practicing things, by repeating certain actions and things. Also by mimicking. Also learning by confirmation. When we get positive or negative confirmation, this helps us to learn. We also learn by socialization, just the aspect of relating to other people. Associated with that is that we also learn through relationships. And with that is, of course, that we learn through discussion as we interact with other people. Naturally, the people we serve may not identify these principles categorized in the same way as I just shared them. Here are some best practices that we can use with oral preference communicators or action learners, which actually work well for every person. We should use the natural heart language of the audience as fitting the communication art forms that we're using. We also need to allow scripture narrative to stand on its own and speak for itself. We should bring in only necessary context and or background information. We should keep the scripture meaning of the passage as accurate and complete as possible. We also start with simpler narratives that the audience can relate to. For example, we should look at using redemptive themes, matters of daily life. We should consider looking at trauma issues that they may have been exposed to, as well as health issues. We also should allow narratives to connect like in a puzzle, in panoramic cycles towards a clear overall picture that serves as a framework. This framework serves then to further connect with more passages. And not all of them will necessarily be narratives. But eventually, all these things together, all these passages together, will encompass the whole counsel of God. We should also focus on a natural progression for oral preference communicators or action learners that should follow normal ways of progression to their specific culture and worldview. This can be chronological, but that is not essential. Allow the people also we're serving to select the order of the passages. And they may need our help, but only as needed, so we should serve as a catalyst in that context. It is important that the storyteller or the communication artist or catalyst that they have internalized the passage, that they also have engaged with the passage, and that they should have been impacted by that passage. He or she also should be able to communicate it well in context of the intended audience. We also should consider questions and discussion to help people draw into the passage. Live feedback preferably needs to come from an uninitiated audience with whom we have been sharing the passage. Also, unless really needed for communicability, we should not edit the scripture passage. Things that may not be important to us may be important to the people from another worldview. God gave us the passage with a purpose as it is. Another best practice is that we do not prepare teaching points that address specific concepts or truths that we expect people to learn, but instead allow people to discover the inherent truth that is in the passage. In other words, we should not teach our doctrinal perspectives or interpret the passage for the audience. One final best practice I want to share is that we should not ask people their opinions about any of the characters or issues that are not clearly addressed in the passage, because such focus will distract from the message inherent in the passage. Instead, people would be led by their opinions rather than by what God is telling us.